podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. Today, I'm going to share with you two key critical strategies in understanding how to navigate today's markets. First, I want to remind you how to access our research, newconstructs.com, anytime, any place, anywhere on the internet, to get access to the best earnings quality and valuation models in the universe. All right? We do the best work in the world because we have special technology that helps us analyze footnotes better. We have the top expertise in the country with respect to accounting and finance, and I know this because our tools are used by some of the top regulators and hedge funds and money managers in the United States. They look to us for leadership on understanding accounting, finance, earnings quality, and valuation. That's what we focus on. That's what we make sure that we are the best in the world at doing. So, general market comments. We also do that. Now, I don't think I'm the best in the world at this, but I do feel like I can provide some helpful insights. And I'm going to give you two that I think are very topical for today's basic major headlines. Number one, Greece. Number two, crazy weather. And the answer is, don't worry about it. These things are rounding errors in the big picture of things. Let's put some perspective on things. All right, Greece's GDP per capita is almost half of the worst GDP per capita in the United States. Mississippi comes out at the bottom there. Don't make fun of Mississippi. I got friends from Mississippi. All right. Their GDP per capita was almost $29 billion, and that's in 2012, so the data is a little bit older. The per capita GDP for Greece was about $18 billion. It's $29,000 per capita for Mississippi and $18,000 per capita for Greece, okay? So really, at the end of the day, you're talking about a very inefficient, low quality of life place. It doesn't even compare to the lowest or least efficient state in the United States. The overall GDP for Greece comes in at about $242 billion, which would put it around 23rd out of the 50-plus states we have in the United States. I know we kind of got, there's technically just 50, but we have some other things that we count, and they're like District of Columbia. So nevertheless, GDP at Greece, the size of that country, in general, with respect to the global economy, is not that big a deal. And here's what's going to happen, all right? They're never going to let Greece completely go bankrupt and become an economic disaster. We don't do that anymore. Have you noticed? We've got a Federal Reserve monetary policy that basically says, whatever we do, let's take it easy on people. It's the new kinder, gentler way of dealing with people. Out with the old. We don't spank our kids anymore. We don't put companies or countries into the corner for misbehavior. We just kind of gradually painfully for them, let it draw out. We're not going to save them. We're not going to necessarily fully, truly bail them out. We'll extend the deadline. But effectively, what we're recognizing, and this goes for a lot of, I think, the more advanced behavior, just like the Bobby Knight style of coaching is out, right? The new model for coaching, this is basketball in particular, is John Calipari. That's what works. The Bobby Knight style doesn't work anymore, period. You know, there are some college coaches that sort of coach that way now, and their programs are in the tank. Look at where John Calipari and the University of Kentucky Wildcats are. The best record ever for that school, and the only undefeated school in the country right now in basketball. Anyway, I get off track a little bit here, but it's relevant to the how the world works these days. There are no crazy stiff punishments. There's no obvious reprimanding. We take it easier on people. It's a kinder, gentler society and global economy where we're not gonna put Greece in the corner. We're not gonna punish them egregiously. We're going to continue to try to hold them to the standards they set for themselves. And when they fail, we're eventually going to come in and bail them out. We're not going to cause them to go to zero. We're just not going to do that. We're not going to cause them to go bankrupt. We're not going to cause them to lose the euro. And even if we did, I don't think it'd be that big a deal. But the point is, we're probably not going to do that. It's never going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. It's not going to happen in the future. It doesn't matter. It's a rounding error. As Cramer said on CNBC the other day, And again, I don't always agree with Kramer, but he brings up a good point. He goes, every time Greece has had an impact on the markets, it's been a buying opportunity, right? That's the takeaway. The same is true with weather. Look, at the end of the day, long-term consumption patterns are not affected by bad weather, all right? There's potential decline in the near term because people can't go out and do the stuff that they would normally do in terms of shopping and buying, right? But at the end of the day, they're going to go back and probably go out and buy those things a little bit later, so we make up for it later. But weather is not going to have a meaningful impact on the long-term cash flows of any business or any economy, unless there's major long-term permanent damage from weather. Even at least take the Northeast with the awful hurricane that happened there not too long ago. It hurt that economy big time. But guess what? All the building and money that had to be spent to rebuild things helped it. And now they've got a better infrastructure going forward. At the end of the day, the net impact, economic impact, I don't know. I don't think it was a big negative. It might even have been a positive. The point is, weather and Greece, these are not going to make or break your portfolio. Don't get caught up into the hype. Journalists, people on TV, they need something to write and talk about. They need something to sensationalize. It's funny, they even admit it sometimes. You know, that's what Kramer said the other day on CNBC in the morning. He was on Squawk Box. He said, yeah, you know, journalists need something to talk about. Greece is a rounding error. I'm tired of talking about it. Don't bother me with it anymore, right? So that's telling, right? And the takeaway is, don't let Greece bother you. Don't let the weather bother you. Be safe. Be smart. Right? And that means understand cash flows, understand valuation. Don't get caught up in headlines on the good side or the bad side. Focus on the fundamentals, things you can measure, things you can control. Identify good risk reward and bad risk reward. Know the difference. Invest accordingly. And new constructs can help you do that better than anyone else. Again, don't worry about Greece. Don't worry about the weather. Neither will have a long-term impact of any meaningful consequence on cash flows for any region of the world or any company within those regions of the world that are important to the United States.